Right now, nephew standing by with today's prank phone call. What do you have for us today, Neff?
Oh, a heart.
Of
a brother.
Huh? A what?
I said again, a heart. Of a brother.
Heart is it a sermon?
A heart of a brother. Is there a heart in the house tonight? A heart of a brother. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. Hey, I'm trying to reach Alan.
This is Alan.
Alan, how you doing, man? My name is Bobby. Bobby Booker.
What can I do for you?
I got your number, man, from the hospital. Did you just within the last, I guess, 3-4 months? Did you get a heart transplant within
3.5 months ago? Yeah, I did. 3.5 months ago.
Okay. How you been feeling, man?
Actually, good. I'm actually up and around faster than I thought it was going to be. You know, so I'm doing well. Thank you. Are you with are you with the hospital?
No, I'm not. Actually, you know, they gave me your number, man. I hope you okay with it, but you actually. The heart that you got was from my brother, Troy.
And, oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, that was my brother. My brother passed away.
I'm so sorry about your brother, but, wow, I got to tell you, he saved my life, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call you, man. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all.
You know, it's kind of like a little bit of my brother is still living. You know what I mean? It kind of feels like my brother's still living. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
That
I'm just glad.
Thing. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, man. I'm just curious because you Caucasian, right?
Yeah. I'm white.
Yeah. Do you feel any different having a black man's heart in your body?
No, I don't feel any different. No.
Okay.
I didn't really think about it, though.
And this would just make me and the rest of the family feel good that we knew what he was dedicated to and the things that mattered to him. Would you feel all right joining the NAACP?
Are there some people going to be upset that I joined? I mean, is that okay?
I don't know about anybody being upset, man. It's just, I know my brother, that's what he was a part of. And, you know, you walking around with his heart, man, it would just feel different. It feel great, you know, to feel like he would be back in there doing what he was doing and fighting for injustice for the black community. Now, are you a Democratic or Republican?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was Republican until Trump, and now I'm just really... I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, that guy's an idiot.
You did vote for Trump?
I did not, but I am a Republican.
Okay. So the reason why, you know, because I'm just curious, man, because what I would hate to see is, you know, when 2020 come around, you know, you over there in the voting booth, you know, with my brother Blackheart, and you in there, you know, voting Republican, you know, and that's something that I know my brother wouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy with Trump, but if someone else in the Republican Party runs and I agree with them, it's kind of like it's my heart now. I can't change my point of view just because of that. I mean,
but what you're not gonna do though, man, is be in there with my brother Blackheart and you up in there making some decisions that I know my brother wouldn't do. You see what I'm saying?
That's a long way off, man. But I can't promise you that. I mean, if somebody runs that I like, I mean, I'm gonna vote the way I feel. My heart and my head tell me to vote.
Hold on. See, no, don't say what my heart, because that ain't your heart. You understand? That's my brother heart. So you got every right to ask me what you think my brother would feel in his heart, and I'll tell you. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't vote the way I feel.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Have you been, like, craving different kind of foods that you don't normally eat?
Well, wait a minute. What the kind of call is this, man? I mean, you're asking me all these random questions. What? I don't understand where this is coming from.
It's coming from my brother's heart. That's where it's coming from. You got my brother Blackheart inside of you. You know?
Yeah.
I'm asking you to do what my brother would do, not what you would do. You want to do it from your heart. You mean you're doing it from my brother's heart.
When you first called me about your brother, I was excited. Now I'm thinking, how the f*** did the hospital give you just this number and you get to call me up. That's privileged information. You shouldn't get to just call me and ask me all these f-ing random questions, man. I just got a heart transplant. Now you're starting to get me worked up.
If I'm not trying to get you worked up.
Well,
you all I'm trying
that,
to,
man.
Okay. Well, let me just calm down. All I know is you got Troy heart inside of you, and I'm trying to let you know the kind of person Troy is. Okay, so let me ask you this: has your music changed? Are you listening to more R&B now?
I do like R&B, but I listen to hard rock too. That hasn't changed.
Because what's in Troy heart gonna stay in Troy heart? You understand? So you got to have that's in your heart now. Big butts, NAACP. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
What? Are you crying, man?
I'm trying to tell you about Troy.
Hey! I'm sorry. Don't. I know you miss your brother. Don't. Damn. I'm so.
Okay. Let me say this.
Okay.
Since you got my brother heart, I think it's only right that me and you we get together and go to a Jay-Z concert together. I think that's only right. A Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, we go together because that's what me and my brother did. We would go see them perform.
Well, I mean, they are two of the best of all time. So, am I buying both the tickets?
Oh, that's f***ed up. You got Troy heart and you worry about who going to pay for some tickets?
I didn't know. I thought maybe you might want to treat your brother one last time.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Listen, I'm really sorry. I mean, I get upset. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Do you listen to black radio?
Sometimes I do listen to black radio.
Do you ever listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Well, yeah, he's one of the best, man. I used to follow him when he was on Family Feud. He's great. What?
He's got a nephew on the show, and he does prank phone calls?
Yeah.
And that would be me. Alan, this is Nephew Tommy, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Get the f*** out. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, baby.
Oh, my God, dude. You almost gave me a second heart attack. Jesus. Oh, my God.
You've been pranked, man, by your wife, Robin, and her co-worker, Bridget, partner. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It's your show, baby. Steve Harvey. Come on, man.
Y'all got to get to me on this show. Is there a heart in the house tonight? You got to give it to me, baby.
Damn.
Tell him what he going to do.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies, Five Heartbeats. Come on now.
Got to keep it stupid, baby. That's what I do. I've been stupid since stupid been stupid. Listen, true. The TNJ Coronavirus Stay-at-Home Comedy Show is jumping off today. That's right,
yeah. 4 p.m.
Eastern Time today. And here's what you do. My uncle made me make sure I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Go to The Nephew Tommy Experience, my YouTube channel, and that is where you will find the show. It's the TNJ Coronavirus Stay-at-Home Comedy Show. Once again, go to The Nephew Tommy Experience, my YouTube channel, and you can watch the entire show right there. All of you comedians out there that want to get on the show, go to TNJStayHomeComedy@gmail.com. That's TANDJ, StayHomeComedy@gmail.com. Upload your stand-up routine for 2 minutes and send it over to us on the show today. The one and only Junior Boy Spates will be front and center.
Yeah. Yes, I will.
All right.